I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the city of Whiting and their choice to take over for Joe Stahura. We'll find out Indiana's status as a quarantined state in the city of Chicago, and the manager for the Crown Theater is facing a lawsuit for deceptive sales. But first, Whiting City Attorney Denise Senja announced yesterday evening that Mayor Joseph Stahura tendered his resignation as mayor of the city of Whiting to the clerk of the Lake Circuit Court. City Council President Chris Sarvanidis assumes the duties of mayor until the position is filled by a Democratic Party caucus. Stahura will appear in federal court to answer to mail and tax fraud charges in connection with diverting re-election campaign money to his family's personal use. The U.S. Attorney's Office agreed to recommend that he receive leniency in return for his cooperation with investigators looking into the case. COVID-19 cases are reportedly increasing in Will and Kankakee counties in Illinois, and Governor J.B. Pritzker warned yesterday that Indiana might be added to the quarantine list of states. The Chicago Tribune reports Indiana crossed the threshold for the list last week, but the city of Chicago opted to not yet add it to the quarantine order because it had previously lower infection rates. A state is added to Illinois' quarantine list if the state averages more than 15 new daily COVID-19 cases per 100,000 residents over a seven-day period. People who have spent more than 24 hours in the high-risk states are required to self-quarantine for 14 days after entering Chicago. The Indiana Attorney General's Office is suing Brad Strome, the manager of the defunct Crown Theater, for violating the Indiana Deceptive Consumer Sales Act and the Indiana Senior Consumer Protection Act. The Times reports the lawsuit was filed with the Civil Division of Lake Superior Court on Friday. It focuses on Strome's alleged failure to issue refunds to patrons who purchased tickets, seat sponsorships, and VIP membership cards after the downtown Crown Point Theater's doors remained closed due to construction delays. Crown Productions LLC is also listed in the suit. Strome is listed as a manager of the LLC. Strome is already facing a $279,000 debt after failing to take action in a civil lawsuit filed earlier this year. The Times reports the Calumet Harley-Davidson motorcycle dealership on Calumet Avenue in Munster plans to close permanently on September 30th. It's now liquidating its inventory, including riding gear, apparel, aftermarket parts, and performance parts. The dealership first opened nearly 30 years ago. It's been one of the region's largest dealerships, but the company's gone through tough times with fewer motorcycles being purchased by young riders. Calumet's closing leaves Harley-Davidson with dealerships in Valparaiso, Michigan City, and Tinley Park, Illinois. Porter County Circuit Court Judge Mary DeBoer stepped aside from a Portage government misconduct case yesterday, citing a past confrontation with Chris Stidham, who faces charges in this latest case. According to the Times, DeBoer was then a magistrate and Stidham was an attorney representing a couple in a family law case. He reportedly failed to show up for a hearing, and she expressed her feelings about it to him in her chambers. The dispute's since been settled, but DeBoer felt it was in the best interest of the case to recuse herself. Judge Roger Bradford's been asked to hear the latest matter with Stidham stemming from his time as Portage Clerk Treasurer. Former Griffith Town Clerk Treasurer John Volkman's been named to the Griffith School Board. He was interviewed among four candidates at last night's virtual school board meeting. He fills the vacancy left when Richard Lieber submitted his resignation last month. Lieber said he never got the chance to have a break from school items, angry parents, social media diatribes, and tough decisions that no one could have envisioned because of COVID-19. But not everyone agreed with the Griffith School Board choice. The Times reports several parents stormed out of the meeting upon Volkman's selection. He said that parents need to reinforce their children's learning with discipline at home. Two of Griffith's five school board seats will be up for election in November. Three of last night's other interviewees are running for the seat. The Indiana State Board of Education approved a method to maintain funding for schools reopening virtually this fall after warnings of possible cuts from lawmakers last month. The plan, approved unanimously Wednesday, allows the state to use data from the last student count in February to determine whether schools should receive full funding for their students, regardless of whether those students are receiving instruction virtually or in the classroom this semester. School budgets won't be penalized for students learning virtually this fall as long as the students weren't enrolled in a full-time virtual education program on the last enrollment count day. A new county-by-county rating of coronavirus risk that the Indiana health officials say is aimed at helping school districts decide whether to keep students in the classrooms is being met with some pushback from school leaders. The color-coded system that is slated for public release Wednesday assigns scores to counties based on the number of new COVID-19 infections and local positivity rates. The new system comes a month after schools across the state began resuming in-person classes. School districts, teachers, and families across Indiana have pleaded for the state to issue specific guidance based on COVID-19 infection rate thresholds since early in the summer. In sports, the Chicago White Sox are in Minnesota for the rubber match against the Twins. At 22-14, the Sox are tied with Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. At 21-16, the Twins are in third place, 1.5 games behind Cleveland and Chicago. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 tonight in the Twin Cities. The Cubs are going for the series victory tonight at 6:05 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. At 21-14, the Cubs are in first place in the NL Central, while the Pirates are in last place at 10-23. In high school football, the AP polls are out. In Class 6A, the 2-0 Maryville Pirates are ranked fourth. In Class 5A, Valparaiso's third at 1-0, and Michigan City is sixth at 2-0. In Class 4A, Hobart is ranked fourth at 1-1. In Class 2A, the Andrean 59ers are third at 1-1. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast and an early look at your Labor Day holiday weekend forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 59. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Breezy, though, with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Thursday night, still breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Otherwise, clear skies, a low near 55. Friday, sunny skies, a high near 78. Saturday, sunny, a high near 81. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. And Labor Day, a slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 76. I'm Tom Maloney for Lakeshore Public Radio. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.